Watch, sewer geysers explode onto San Francisco streets in historic flood. By Joel B. Polak on January 1, 2023. Historic, heavy rainfall in the San Francisco area has caused sewer geysers to explode on city streets, sending jets of water high into the air as the city's overwhelmed drains cannot contain the high volume of rainwater. Videos of the geysers circulated online. Jokes on social media referred to sewage, drug paraphernalia, and homeless tents washing down the street. The rainfall neared a record high for precipitation in a single day, and more rainfall is expected this week. The San Francisco Chronicle reported. Saturday's heavy storm was attributed to an atmospheric river that floated over the region for days, bringing a soggy end to 2022. After a brief respite, weather forecasts called for more of the same to start 2023. The deluge brought San Francisco to the edge of an all-time one-day rainfall record as officials passed out sandbags. By 6 p.m., the National Weather Service reported that the city was within 9/100ths of an inch of the all-time record of 5.54 inches set in 1994. Officials closed Highway 101 in both directions near South San Francisco, stranding motorists in their cars as murky water lapped at their doors. It took until 9 p.m. for both northward and southward lanes of traffic to fully reopen. As Breitbart News recently noted, California is in the midst of a three-year drought, and this year's winter was predicted to be another dry La Niña phenomenon. But rains came early, and several storms have combined to make the 12 days of Christmas particularly rainy, and even snowy, at higher elevations. The ski resort of Mammoth Mountain now reports the deepest snow of any such resort in the U.S., at over 165 inches at the summit. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the recent e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair, The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.